It's been a big week down at our West Coast Fever. The big names have been signed. And it started with skipper Courtney Bruce. And I said, Hayes, they'll all fall in behind. Oh, Janiel Fella falls in behind. And then just the other day we had...
Verity Charles.
Wow. Hey, there's three very big names. Nice to have the girls back together, pushing forward a couple of years each as a contract on the back of the deals expiring. And skipper, nice to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Have you gotten over that that loss or that campaign that unfortunately played outside your comfort zone, but in the end fell short?
Yeah. Moved past it a bit. Had a bit of time to digest it here in Queensland. But yeah, it hurt. But proud of the girls and how we handled ourselves, considering such a big season for us.
It was tough again, isn't it, to be on the road for that period of time? It's not easy.
No, it's not. And I think the best thing about our group is we really do feel like a bit of a family. So we get along really well on and off the court. But yeah, it has been a long time away from home. And so grateful that lots of the girls are now home and free out of quarantine. So it's really good.
And you're getting the gang back together. It's like the Mighty Ducks when they got everybody back together. They're jumping on board, following your lead. And this time, though, you have a new coach, Dan Ryan. Do you know much about him? And how do you think he'll go?
Yeah, I've been on Zoom twice now. He's been in quarantine in Perth and I'm still here in Queensland. So we've only met across Zoom, but he seems like a really great guy. I'm really enjoying his approach, a very holistic approach to how he wants to run Fever and really wanting to get to know us off the court. But what makes us tick on the court. So super excited.
A lot of the players, they held off signing their contracts because of the CBA. How was the CBA for the netball? Was there an increase in any other major things that were included this year?
Yeah, just obviously an increase about 21% and then an increase on our minimum wage. So really excited that both the clubs and the Players Association and Netball Australia will be able to get to that agreement, because I think it's great to push our sport going forward. And I know our girls and the rest of the league are absolutely stoked with that.
So if I know salary caps, it goes up by 21%. That means you and Janiel probably take 50% each of that increase. Is that how it works? It normally goes to the big stars.
Definitely not. I would want everyone else to be happy and make sure everyone's content and we're all here and loving our netty. That's how I want it to go.
Now, 10 years, 98 games under your belt. You're going to trip over the 100 mark. I mean, that's a great milestone in itself, because not many get to play that many games. But for you, what was, say, the catalyst for making sure that you stuck fat with the team that you've almost got to the pinnacle with?
Yeah, I think just how much I enjoy, obviously, living in Perth. I'm a Perth-born and bred girl, and just how much this group, I think we're so close to winning a premiership and so close to success. And, just proud of what we've been able to do so far. So I didn't want to, head off and then they win a premiership without me. So, yeah, just love everything about Fever.
And you get to mentor all the players, and one of them is Sunday Ariang, and she really took some strides this season.
Yeah, Sunday is incredible. I think that she makes my job 100% easier. Look, as she does take my intercepts every now and then, but I'll forgive her. She's incredible. And for a 20-year-old, she's just going to keep getting better and better. So I can't wait to continue playing with her if she stays at Fever.
Given that you play down the defensive end and you've got Fowler, who has been the most prolific goal scorer in the history of our game, 3,455 goals in four seasons is just unbelievable. Just to think about that number that she's put on the board, how say good is it for you to be playing on someone like her, the quality of her down the defensive end, even at training?
Yeah, Jay is absolutely phenomenal. I am extremely grateful that she decided to sign for another 2 years, because I would not want to come up against her in this league. She makes me a better player. We challenge each other a lot. She's strong. She had a lot of tools to her toolkit this year and came out of the circle a bit more. But she challenges me to be a better player, and that's all I could ask from her.
What can you tell us about your next assignment? Because you're off to represent the Diamonds, and look, you haven't played for a long time, but you're taking on England upcoming, and there was some talk that it may be here in Perth, but I understand that that may have changed and it will be in Brisbane now. Is that the case?
Yeah, we're all just waiting to see. Vance and I have been here in Brisbane since the season ended, so being able to train with the 13 girls that are still left here, which has been really lovely. But yeah, just kind of taking it day by day and waiting for some confirmation from Netball Australia. But super excited to finally get some international netball and extremely grateful to always have that opportunity.
Is Stacey over there with you? And how is she travelling?
Yeah, Stacey's here. So she's been able to take the team through our sessions for the last 3 weeks, which I think has been really exciting for her. And like I said, having a big squad of 13 here, I think that's been exciting. And she's really started to build on some of our values and our behaviours and I guess what she expects from the group. So, yeah, it's been good. And her and Matthew are still here hanging out. So it's been nice.
So we've got Verity Charles over the line. You, Janelle Fowler. Who's left, do you know, of the girls to commit? Do you know off the top of your head? Have you had to make some phone calls and start to rustle a couple up?
No, not my role. I'll leave that to Sue Gordian. Her new role there. But I'm hoping that all the girls stay on board for 2022 and 2023. We've got such a great group. And like I said, we get along off the court, which I think is what helps us succeed on the court. So, yeah, hoping, fingers crossed, that everyone hangs around.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your time. Take care.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Courtney Bruce. West Coast Fever captain. Well, we're assuming she's going to be captain because they've got a new coach, Dan Ryan, and he will essentially have his stamp on the game. But you'd suggest that given her stature in the game, going into her 11th season, 98 games under her belt, being a wonderful leader and really enthusiastic. Nice to have a chat to her tonight. So 2-year deals for Bruce, Charles and Fowler. We'll clear a commitment, come back and have a chat to a bloke who returns to our Perth Glory. His name is a WA boy, Jack Clisby. He'll join us next.